Our gospel lesson this morning is the lectionary reading for this Reign of Christ Sunday, 18th chapter of John's Gospel, the 33rd through the 38th verse. As I read these ancient words, I invite you once again to reflect on their meaning for you at this point on your faith journey. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priest have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As most of you know, my undergraduate degree was in biology. And what that means is that most of the courses that I took in college had something to do with science or math. But of course, periodically, I had to branch out and take courses in other departments. I took an English course or two. I took a religion course or two. I took some psychology courses, you know, that sort of thing. Anyway, on the first day of class, in every class, no matter what department it was in, the first thing the professor did was hand out a syllabus. And the syllabus included important information such as class dates, special dates in the class, attendance expectations, midterm dates, that sort of thing. It was kind of an overview of the entire semester. Now, everyone had back then, and I assume they still do, had a particular way they deciphered the syllabus. For instance, some people, as soon as they got the syllabus, they looked at it, looked all over, and tried to see how the grade was going to break down. How much of the final grade is going to be class participation? How much is going to be the midterm? How much is going to be homework? Whatever it is. Now, when I got the syllabus, that's not what I looked for. I didn't care about it. No. When I received the syllabus, I immediately scanned down across the page to see if the class requirement included a paper. If it included a paper. And if it did, fear would seize my heart. A paper. And on more than one occasion, I had to drop that class and take a class that did not have a paper requirement. That was not always possible, but I would attempt to do so. So given this fact, this fear that still is in my heart, I'm a bit reluctant to say this, but say it I must. Friends, it is time to write. It is time to write. So just calm down. It will be okay. That's what I would always say to myself. It'll be okay. Back on October 25th, I suggested, and you all remember that. I probably don't need to review that, do I? You remember the sermon on the 25th? I suggested to you on that day that for thousands of years, if you want to travel from point A to point B, and point B was a significant distance from point A, and you'd never been there, the first thing you did before you attempted to go on that trip was to locate a map. And you would spread the map out, and you would find your starting point. You say, "We are here," and you put your finger down, and then you look where you were going, say, "This is where we're going." And then you review the intervening territory, and you would see what you were going to be up against. Then once you're all planned, you went on the trip. And occasionally you'd pull the map out just to make sure you were heading in the right direction and everything was going according to schedule, right? Well, that's the way it worked down across the ages until about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, everything changed. Everything changed. Suddenly, if you wanted to travel from point A to point B, you didn't need a map. Because something had replaced the dear old, reliable, faithful map. And that something was? You remember. GPS. On October 25th, I said the day that you decided, that I decided to use a GPS instead of a good old, reliable, faithful map was the day the world began to become unwound. It began to disintegrate. It began to disintegrate because the GPS breaks everything up into what I like to call geographic non sequiturs. Friends, the big picture has been destroyed. The big picture has been destroyed. We never get the map out to see where we need to go or check to see if we're making appropriate progress on our journey. No, instead we just go, and every 800 feet, we make a right. And then we go another 400 feet, we make a left. And we just do that ad nauseum. It is short-sighted, and the next required action is all that concerns us. What's next? It is this that I think serves as a metaphor for our lives, and that's got to change. We need a map. Well, we don't need a map. We already got a map. We just need to start using it. For the past month, we've been talking about that map. Jesus said, "Follow me." And he drew the map. Follow me, and he drew the map. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Friends, across the years, the problem has been, how does one live into the reality of these words? How do we construct our lives in such a way that the love of God and the love of others becomes personified? Now, we may all have the same destination in mind, but there are various routes that we all use to get to that same destination. Each of us chooses a route that works for us because we're started at different points along the way. Now, back on November 1st, and again, you remember that sermon, we talked about our saints. By saints, we mean those folks over the course of our lives have made us better people because of living their lives with us. And I said, do you remember your saints? Name them, and hopefully you call to mind some of those folks. And then I hope you are holding those folks and their contributions to your life in your heart, because they remain critically important to us as we attempt to relocate our map and pinpoint our precise location. Okay. We also talked about a navigational principle by which to plot the course of our life, a North Star of sorts, something that will keep us on track. I suggested that this principle is derived from the reluctant realization that we are self-created individuals, that our lives are a gift, not an entitlement. They are a trust. Friends, we are stewards, and when we are able to embrace that idea deep within the depths of our hearts, we are given the gift of perspective. And that means we begin to see the correct order of things. God is God, and we are not. That's simple. And once we realize that, we that order of things, we can celebrate it and honor it in responsive living. The response is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Okay. We've been talking about it all month, and we even have a day set aside this week, this very week, to celebrate Thanksgiving. Okay. So it's time to do it. It is time to get organized. It's time to say, it is time. Today is Reign of Christ Sunday. How perfect is that? It is perfect because next week we start over. We'll get a chance to start over, and it's Advent. Something's coming. Friends, no matter how much we may dislike it, no matter how much fear it may strike in our hearts, it is time to write. It is time to write. It's time to get specific. It's time to write a rule for living. And I mean literally. You remember the stat? quoted it many times because I love it. 30% chance you're going to do something if you set your mind to. If you say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to write a rule for living. If that's the end of it, you got 30% chance you're going to do that. But if you write down that I'm going to write for a rule for living, it doubles to 60%. And if you tell somebody, 75%. If you tell somebody and say, check on me, 85% chance you will complete that. It's time to write. It is time to write. When people come up to me and tell me something that is important for me to remember, such as, don't forget, we got this such meeting or this date or something like that, I usually tell them to write it down for me. You can see all the notes that pile up here on the pulpit. Scribble a note for me or even just virtual note. Send me a text. Send me an email. Otherwise, I will not remember it. I will not remember it. It's not because I do not care. It's because life is too chaotic for me to keep organized in my little brain. And despite my best intentions, I will forget 70% of what I'm told. 70%. Wow. I need a reference I can check. I need a map. A map of what my life should look like if it's organized around the principle of thanksgiving. Okay, it's time to write. In college, I tried to avoid classes that required a lengthy paper, but sometimes I couldn't do it. It was impossible. Sometimes I had to write a paper, and do you know what the hardest part of writing a paper for me was? Now, well, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you what it was not. It was not coming up with the idea. That wasn't a problem. It wasn't the research. I love the research. I could do that. That wasn't a problem. It wasn't the time. No. The hardest part of writing a paper for me was getting started. Sounds familiar, huh? Getting started. It was putting the pen to the paper and making a mark. That's where we are right now. That's where we are right now in our lives. It's time to make a mark on the paper. Do you know what we call that first mark or two that we put on paper? We call it the rough draft. Do you know why we call it the rough draft? No, well, hold on. The early service didn't know it. Only one person in the second service knew why we call it a rough draft. You don't know it? It's because it's rough. Oh, my God. Come on, folks. Wake up in there. The rough draft. You get to the point in your research when it's time to get started with something. You got to write something. So you put something on that blank canvas, anything. Just get writing. It doesn't have to be perfect. It can be just an outline that you do. It's time to write. It's time to write. Go out and buy a journal this week. A blank journal. They're cheap. Or even just get a legal pad. That's cheaper. Then at the top of the page, the first page, put this. Put your title. Something like, my order for living. Or maybe something like, how to live thankfully. And then after you write the title, drop down and begin to write your order. For example, the psalmist writes, 7 times a day I praise you. Okay? Maybe part of your order of thankful living will be to pause at various times during the day, every day, to give thanks for your life. Maybe that will remind you that life is a gift and is precious. Maybe it will be before each meal, not in some perfunctory sort of way, but out of a sense of genuine gratitude for what's before you. Thank you for this food. Thank you for my life. Friends, it's time to write. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine. Maybe part of your rule will be to emit the light of goodness into this world frequently and intentionally, because that same light has been poured into your life time and time again. Friend, it's time to write. Jesus said, when you're offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Maybe in your rule, you'll have a time of assessment at the end of each day during which you reflect on the relationships that you value in your life. And you will do this with the intention of maintaining the vitalness of these relationships. Maybe you will need to offer forgiveness to someone. Maybe you will need to seek forgiveness from someone. You will include this in your rule because each day you are the recipient of God's restorative grace. It's time to write. Jesus said, let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Maybe striving after honesty in all your dealings, integrity in all your ways will be in your rule, because you believe that it is the nature of God, and it is that nature that is breathed into your life with each and every inhalation. Friends, it's time to write. Intentionality. Intentionally remembering and systematically enacting thanksgiving through your life. I will do this. I will drive for Meals on Wheels twice a month because I have food to eat and many of my brothers and sisters around this world do not. It's time to write. And of course, you can get as specific as you wish in laying out this rule of life. You can put in chapter and verse, I will emit light by, and then fill in the gap. I will be a person of integrity by, I will give because I have received, and this is how I'm going to accomplish this. But please don't take it too fast. You know, don't get overzealous in your writing. You remember, you're just getting started. It's a rough draft. It is a work in progress. We are a work in progress. In progress is the key here. Friends, when you get right down to it, do you know what the greatest fear is for those of us who live in a digital age? I'm going to tell you what it is. The greatest fear of our time is loss of signal. Oh, no. The fear is paralyzing because without a signal, we can do nothing. Ah, another metaphor for our lives. There's a passage in the Gospel of John that time and time again provides me with a sense of direction, with a signal. And I do not understand these words in some sort of exclusivistic way or sense, as in my way is better than your way sense, or my way is the only way sense. But rather in, this is where I have found a path to fulfillment and life, why I would not choose to follow it since. Many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, do you also wish to go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of life. Today is Reign of Christ Sunday. We start all over next week. So today is the day. It is time to write. Thanks be to God. Amen.